610 WTVN.
And we're talking to Mike Rovere, the founder of the Central Ohio Paranormal Society, along with fellow members John and Sam. And the EVP we heard was from a Grove City investigation. If you're on their website, you can just go to investigations, and it's, it says Grove City residents. And there's a photo. And Mike, you're doing what in this photo?
In that particular photo, I was changing a videotape in my Sony Handycam.
Right.
And my wife, Gina, was just, you know, happening just to snap random pictures. And what's behind me just happened to show up.
Yeah, it looks like there's somebody looking through a door in the back.
Yeah, that was actually, a lot of people have asked me if that's outside of the house. And it's actually not. There's a like a Florida room or like a sunroom attached to the house. And that was closed off and locked, you know, and nobody was in there. And we actually went back like 2 weeks later and tried to debunk that photo with every possible way we thought, you know, and we just couldn't do it.
Yeah. But it obviously looks like somebody's looking at you.
Right. And if you notice, you'll see me, and then you can see like a back of a chair, and then this thing is behind the window panes.
Yeah.
The window panes are in front of it, so.
So, but you tried and you guys couldn't recreate this?
No.
No, we couldn't. That picture is taken with a night shot camera, which means it's using the infrared response range of the camera to catch things that are outside of our normal range of sight, and we tried any number of ways to both with infrared and with visible light to illuminate, shine, reflect, bounce off this, that, and the other thing. The closest we came was somebody standing out there doing the old flashlight under the chin trick.
And, yeah, right.
And we're reasonably sure that there wasn't anybody out there. And on top of that, if somebody had been out there with the flashlight under the chin trick, Gina would have seen it. And she didn't see anything. She was snapping pictures in a dark room.
Well, that, and I think, you know, the light would have shined up on the ceiling also.
Yeah. Pat, 610 WTVN.
Yeah, the day my mom died, I had already lost my father, and we were in the hospital room there, and I happened to look down, and my dad was a great outdoorsman, and I saw a vision of my father standing there waving up at my mom in the hospital room. And I told her, I said, Dad's down there in the wood line. I can see him. She says, oh, I know. She says, he's wanting me to come home. I says, well, why don't you go ahead and go join him? You know, just in conversation.
Yeah.
2 hours later, she passed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that happened up in Michigan a couple years ago, and I saw the complete outline of my dad, and he was waving, you know, like he was trying to get our attention. But I was the only one that was in the room at the time it happened, and it just really struck me that that was the first time and the last time I had ever experienced anything like that.
Wow, and but your mom was aware that he was there?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
She was very aware that he was present. Unfortunately, she had fallen and broken a hip, but never came out of the anesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, she knew that he was there, and it was like, you know, well, she wasn't ready to leave just then. She wanted us kids to leave, and we were on our way back home when I got the phone call.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, I don't know. I've had people call and say things like that before. Wouldn't say common, but it's something that you hear about.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that. When people are on their deathbed, a lot of people tell them how they said, just go.
Yeah.
You know, your husband's waiting for you, just go. And then later on, like an hour or so later, they pass on. I mean,
yeah, it's when my father-in-law passed away. He said something similar to what the caller did. He said that his spouse was there and waiting for him too. And, you know, that's, I could relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Steve, 610 WTVN.
Yes. I was calling. I had got a divorce, and I moved out in the country, and I moved in this house. They say it was built back in the 1880s. It was like a two-bedroom farmhouse, two-story.
Mm-hmm.
And I had moved into that house, and I constantly like seeing like shadows all the time. It was painted white on the inside, and I was just there by myself, and I would go to work at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and when I would leave, when I come home, the bedroom light upstairs would be on, or I come back home, you know, and I know I didn't, you know, leave it on. And I constantly hear in the kitchen, like, two old women talking. That's what it sounded like, two old women talking. And it was way out in the country. And I remember one night I went to bed and I was laying there and I was just laying there. I was getting ready to fall asleep and I heard something behind me knock on the wall. And I just kind of froze. I just kind of lay yeah. there. And about 15, 20 minutes, I just kind of thought it was just me, you know. And
right.
it knocked on the wall again. But the weirdest thing I had happened, one night I went to bed, it was about 10 o'clock, and I had had the house all straight, and my kids there had come over that evening, and they had the toys out and stuff. And
right.
When they had left, I put all the toys, there's a back porch, like a add-on back porch to the house.
Right.
I put all the toys back there. Well, I went to bed, and I would hear, like, noises downstairs, but I would think nothing of it. But when I got up at 3 o'clock to go to work that morning, all the toys were in the middle of the living room, all stacked, just piled up on top of each other.
Wow.
Yeah, all the toys was.
What do you guys think about, do you hear anything like that?
Yeah, we get stories like that all the time that, you know, the battery-operated toys and stuff will operate by themselves without batteries and stuff. So, yeah, I've heard a lot of reports like that myself.
Yeah, that seems to be fairly consistent that we mm-hmm. get things along that line. And, you know, people will call, or not call, but contact us via the webpage for some validation to, you know, get somebody else to come out and look and, gee, I'm not going crazy
right,
and,
yeah.
and so forth. But, yeah, that's pretty common.
Yeah.
All right, Mark and Sue, hang on. If you've got a question or comment, we're talking to the guys from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society.